Hello and welcome to the 20 Minutes of Filler podcast. I am your host, Jason Katarski, and I am here with my friend who's been on the show before, and he lives in town, so you're going to hear more from him. I'm telling you what, like, it's nice to have friends that like games that live near you and do cool stuff. So without further ado, I give you Mark Spector.
Hey, everybody.
So how you been, man?
I have been excellent. Things are frenzied and busy and trying to juggle three balls at once. I guess maybe that's normal juggling.
That's juggling.
juggling five balls at once. I can't juggle.
Okay, cool.
And basically, just getting ready for convention season is what it comes down to. And fulfillment of Stroopin' on Real Estate.
Yeah, so
that's a little loony.
So for those of you just tuning in, a couple things we're going to get to is Mark runs the Grand Gaming Academy. He is running a new Unpub convention. We're not talking Unpub Mini. We're talking about Unpub Midwest. And he is responsible for the Grand Gamers Guild. Did I say that correctly? Grand Gaming Guild?
Grand Gamers Guild and Grand Gaming Academy.
Your company that you publish games.
That's the guild.
Yeah, the guild. Right, yes.
That's the guild.
That is the guild. So I just wanted to make sure we got that squared away. But yeah, so we'll get to that stuff in a minute. But first, like, Mark, have you been playing any filler games lately that you can kind of share with the world?
Yes, I certainly have. Played actually quite a few games in the not-too-distant past. In fact, just this week, played a game called Buccaneer.
Buccaneer.
Yes, it's a pirate-themed game where the goal is to put together a crew, and then you conquer a ship. And every ship has a different value. You get different booty from that ship. And the crew that you're putting together are the other players. So I might recruit one of your guys, and then when I take the ship, the strength of that pirate is how much gold you get from it. So I'm trying to balance my takeover of the ship with how much I'm going to have to give to the other players. And at the end, player with the most booty wins.
Uh-huh.
So I also played another game you may be aware of.
Oh, yeah?
Called Frog Flip.
Oh, so, yeah, nice.
Another local designer. A team, I think, actually.
Yeah, the most adorable team in gaming.
So, yeah, I broke that out with my daughter one morning, and I think I beat her, but not by much, because dexterity is not exactly my thing. But but yeah, it was really, really cool.
I find that dexterity games are, with kids, really levels the playing field.
Like, yes, it does.
They might get lucky, and our old man brains just can't quite do the things that we want them to do.
That's right.
But that's cool. I'm glad you got to play that one. Claire and I had a lot of fun packing those up and seeing the responses of people, like, receiving them, so that's cool. Tell me about Buccaneer. Do you know who the designer or the publisher is of that one? Is it new? Is it old?
No, Buccaneer's a little bit older. The designer is Queen. And, yeah, I mean, I guess they almost, honestly, it's a little bit more than a filler. It's probably maybe closer to the half hour mark than 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
It plays, I think, at least three, because it wouldn't make sense to play it with two. And, you know, I actually, full disclosure, I'm going through a run of pirate-themed games because I'm going to be on another podcast talking about pirate-themed games. So I'm kind of making some of my friends play pirate-themed games. But, yeah, shout out to Mary and Bruce. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. But, yeah, no, it was just a really quick, simple, and there's actually more to it than you think at first, both in deciding which of their pirates to capture, which ships to conquer, and a ship might have sort of a conquer value of 5, but I don't necessarily want to capture it at that point. Maybe I want to get more of my pirates in that stack, or maybe I want to pull some levers and try to get someone else to capture my pirates and have them take the move to capture the ship so that I can do other things.
Cool. So it's one of those games where, like, it's simple in appearance and light on rules, but once you get going, like, the kind of layers start to reveal themselves.
Yes.
And that's a cool thing.
Definitely.
A cool thing.
And I almost won. I was in second place. But I was far, far ahead of third place.
Awesome.
So
awesome. I've been playing a few games. We had some friends over, some new friends. My wife's doing roller derby, so she invited one of the other roller derby basic trainees over.
Nice.
And her husband, and we played Lords of Waterdeep, which is one of my favorites that, like, I don't play as often I think it's nice that I play it every year or so, because then when I play it again, it's like, oh, this is good. You
know? Reminds you how awesome it is.
Yeah, so that was fun. Not a filler, but like it's easy to get into a replacement game. And we taught them No Thanks and Ghost Blitz, which it's funny because sometimes Ghost Blitz is a hit with people, but I think the speed aspect of Ghost Blitz was a little bit of overwhelming at that point in the evening.
It can be intimidating.
Yeah.
And last time I played Ghost Blitz happens to be just about a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't do well.
So I just picked up Ghost Blitz 2 from a store in, I think I was in, where was I? Grand Haven. They had a little toy store, and they had Ghost Blitz 2, which adds, it's a standalone that has new pictures and new objects.
But you can combine
there's
them.
A way to combine yes, them. So since it's one of my family's favorites, like I had to grab that. So I'm looking forward to that. We also played, one with my wife that I really liked. It's kind of in filler land. It's close. Maybe a super filler. If you know Dominion or other deck builders, it's going to be, it's going to translate very easily. But it has a great twist, and that's Tim Fowler's Paperback.
Oh, I've heard good things.
It's like Scrabble meets Dominion.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it was elegant and awesome, and you were trying to buy better letters to make better words that are going to get you more points, and kind of like write your novels that get, you know, like the longer words you get to take over these certain, like, you know, victory points that it's great. It's fantastic. And Scrabble is like it deep in my wife's heart. So,
and that resonates.
Yeah, when I came home with that game and I'm like, this is also like Dominion, your other favorite game. Like, she was like, what?
She lit up.
Yeah, so it was good game, and I'm really glad I got to play it. It took me long enough to get to it, but I'm glad I got to play that one. Really, really a fun game. Other than that, King Domino.
I've heard you talk about that. Another one that has escaped my table.
It's going to be a long time. It's going to be around forever. 10-minute games of awesomeness. You can just set it up on a coffee table or whatever and get to town. And I hear so many people talking about this game because it's so, like, simple and elegant.
Yeah, easy entry and yet intriguing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I hear.
So let's get into some stuff here. Let's talk about what's going on with Grand Gaming Academy. You're going to be at some conventions running the demos for publishers.
Yes.
All right. So, like, what are some new games that your team is going to be teaching? Do you have any that come to mind?
Yeah, totally. So we ally with about 10 different publishers. A few you may know. One, Green Couch Games.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
So and the Guild will be running our own games there, or my own games there. Guess how do you look at that? and then Passport and Stronghold and Tasty Minstrel and Foxtrot. And I'm sure I'm leaving some people out. Dice Hate Me. Awesome. So let's see, new titles. Looking to run pretty much all of Dice Hate Me's new titles. Or I guess maybe it's Fabled Nexus or Greater Than Games. Not entirely sure which pillar that falls under. But so Fate of the Elder Gods, Laser Riders, and it was in my brain and now it's gone. That's okay.
Cool.
From Tasty Minstrel, Yokohama.
Oh, that's
that one.
Big.
I actually played that a couple weeks ago, okay. And I was like looking at that giant square footage on my table. It was really, really so much going on there, but very, very easy and fun to grasp.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, you know, if you listen to any podcast, Stephen Bonacore will be on there eventually. And pretty much every new game coming out from Stronghold will be on the Grand Gaming Academy's tables.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm always looking forward to seeing what he's got. He cranks out a lot of games around convention season. So
totally. He is a cool. He's a smart guy.
And just because he's on all the other podcasts, maybe I'll never, ever ask him to be on mine.
I think a little piece of his soul just died.
Well, if he's listening, Steven, let's get together, all right? That's cool. That sounds like a lot of cool stuff. This convention season is like one of my highlights of my gaming year because I get to play so many games. I get to see so many friends. So Origins is coming up in June, and you'll be there.
Yes, Origins and Gen Con.
And you will be at Origins with an exhibitor booth for your publishing company.
Yes, the Guild will have a booth at Origins as well.
Which you will have Unreal Estate available.
Unreal Estate and Stroop.
Yeah, and Stroop, that's right.
That's right. And so much is going to be going on. So, okay, if I can have the podium for a second.
Yeah,
here.
Please.
So, in addition to obviously, you know, that being the release for both of our games, the first big show, Corinne Roberts, my artist, will also be there Friday through Sunday. And she'll be autographing books and autographing games and doing box top sketches for people who want them. We're having a Colors of Guildmore contest. So, obviously, everyone is enamored with the art for Unreal Estate.
Yeah.
And if you go to the website, or you perhaps Google Colors of Guildmore, you can actually get an outline drawing of the Werewolf Cavern. So it's all black and white.
Ah.
And you can download it, and you can bring it to us at Origins, and we're going to decorate our booth.
You mean they're going to download it and color it?
Yes, they'll download it and color it.
Awesome.
And then you bring it to our booth, and we'll hang it up, and it'll be all shown off, and then Corinne will pick the winner from both young category as well as an adult category. And we'll give away some goodies.
Awesome. That's cool. And Guildmore is the fantasy location that Unreal Estate takes place in, right?
Yes, thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah, no problem. And that's by our buddy Jason Slingerland, just down the road, does the Building the Game podcast.
Yep.
Stroop is a wonderful, like, visual perception speed game by Jonathan Schaefer. He's in my game design group that I go to here in Grand Rapids. And he is one of the best people to play prototypes with.
Yeah,
he gives fantastic feedback. He knows to ask the right questions and not just like bring his own stuff into it. And he makes really clever games.
So yeah, that guy is whip smart.
You're gonna be hearing more about that guy in the
absolutely
future.
Stroop, first time I played it, I was like, oh my gosh, I specifically was not looking for a card game, and then here comes out this card game, and I'm like, yes,
awesome,
this is fantastic.
And then Gen Con, will you be exhibiting at Gen Con or just doing the Grand Gamers Guild?
I actually will be exhibiting at Grand Con. I will be exhibiting at Gen Con.
Right.
And had not planned to, but wound up allying with our good friends at Kids Table Board Gaming.
Oh, yes.
And so I'll be sharing space with Helena and Josh.
And that, you know what that means, Mark?
I know what it means, actually. I mean,
we are neighbors.
That's right, we are. So.
And we're going to be right up front in the Family Fun Pavilion. My direct neighbor is Game Right Games.
I know. The placement is fantastic.
I'm just going to be busy hanging out with Jason Schneider at all times, so somebody else is going to have to run my booth. And Mayday is right by us. Pegasus Spiel is right across. Ravensburger is right across from us. We have a great spot.
I know. We are in like prime alley for everything.
Yeah, very exciting. That'll be great. And Helena, man, she's one of my favorites, and she's got good stuff coming up. And it's just I love this gaming time where we all reunite and use our powers to bring people together around tables.
That's right. It's great to have great friends in the industry.
Yeah,
and travel together and work together and support each other and all that great stuff.
Super cool. So then what's next for well, first, let's hit on Unpub Midwest.
Okay, sure.
So there's one in Baltimore every year. The Unpublished Games Festival happens in, when was that, January, February?
Actually, this year it was March, because it was right over St. Patrick's
right,
Day.
Right, I was there. It used to be earlier, but they had it in March, and game designers come, set up their games on tables, and people play test them. Publishers look for new games. It was a great event. It's all the way on the East Coast, but you thought, hey, I live in Grand Rapids, and I'm doing publishing. Why not bring some of these designers to my neck of the woods?
That's exactly right. So, you know, I've run conventions before. I love, all the way back to my college days, I love executing events when I was hall president. And I said, yeah, why don't we have one of these in the Midwest? And, you know, there's publishers nearby, and let's bring everyone to us. And so the very first weekend in November, the 3rd through the 5th, we're going to be running the very first Unpub Midwest. It's a smaller event. It's going to be about a third the size of where Unpub Prime is now. It's about 30 tables and some sponsors and some vendors and a game library and all that fun stuff.
Awesome. You have some experience running running conventions, so I know it's going to be a good event. You were one of the founders of Grand Con, so
yep,
you're familiar with navigating those, you know, those kind of things, so I'm very confident it's going to be a killer event.
Thank you. In fact, I mean, sales of tables are going really, really well. Last time I checked, we had most of the tag tables left, but we only had 3 full time tables left.
Okay.
And if we need to, we can always bump some tag tables over to full-time tables.
Right. Cool. Tag tables are essentially designer wants to get a table, has a game to test, but they don't get the table for the whole day. They have like a time period each day that belongs to them. So if people want to get a table for Unpub Midwest as a designer to come and show off their prototypes and get some feedback, where would they go to do that?
The best thing to do is to visit either the Unpub Midwest event page on Facebook or the Unpub group on Facebook, and there are links there that will take you to the sign-up.
Awesome.
Where you can it's 3 clicks and you pretty much have bought your table.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it, and I will get to sleep in my own bed.
I know, right? So right? That's always a bonus.
So I appreciate that work you're doing to make my life easier.
Yeah.
So let's get into what is next from the Grand Gaming Guild.
What is
and
next?
I keep alternating between gaming and gamer.
I know.
What is it?
It's the company is Grand Gamers Guild.
Grand Gamers Guild.
The
I
demo
apologize.
Team
is Grand Gaming Academy.
Yeah, and I'm a genius for tripping over this for the rest of my life. The next thing coming up from the guild is a game called Pocket Ops, which is a 20-minute or filler-like candidate. And basically, it's a deduction game based on tic-tac-toe. Yes, you actually heard me correct. It does have a tic-tac-toe at its core, but there's a layer of deduction and special powers. And, you know, I can honestly say that I dismissed this at first. I sat down at the table with a skeptical eye, but after I played it, there was no question. I mean, this is a gamer's game. And it's the kind of game that you can, I mean, it's going to be a small game. You can carry it around with you. You can whip it out at the dinner table between, you know, ordering your food and actually getting your food. You can play it with kids because everybody's familiar with tic-tac-toe. You can play with adults, which we just did.
And, oh, my goodness.
And you kicked my butt, but that's okay.
I got lucky.
Well, I pushed my luck a little too much is what I think. Right. I was trying to be a smart player, and I became a dumb player. I pushed it too far. But
let me explain how it works real quick, just so sure. The listeners can get a feel for it. So you get this little a square board in the middle, and it has a grid. It's a 9x9 grid, but
3x3 grid.
It's a 9 square grid that is 3x3. Thank you. And each one of them is labeled right to left, on down. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. And they have clever names because Pocket Ops is like you're a mad scientist.
Well, you're actually, we've toyed with a few themes, but basically you are a spy organization infiltrating a building, trying to get the Doomsday device.
Trying to get a Doomsday device. Right. Okay, awesome. Yeah, totally smart. So each of the rooms, it's set up to look like different rooms of a big building, kind of a warehouse, and like the A space is the armory, and the B is the barracks, and the C is the command, and then there's the data banks and the elevators. Just each one starts with their letter as a clever little twist.
That's right.
And it has some really nice art. And then each player has a set of cards that are A through I in their hand. So I'm going to choose one of those and predict what I think you are going to place to the board. So once I play that face card down card, you will then take your marker to mark a space on the board. And if I am correct, you don't get to hold that position. And if I am incorrect, you do get to hold that. And then you're trying to get three in a row. And if you're three in a row, you win. And you win a little diamond power gem. The second time you win, you get the Doomsday device, which is and you put the little gem on the Doomsday tile to power it, and you are the victorious one.
That's right. It looks really sweet, and then of course there's the special power tiles,
yes,
which add yet another layer to it.
And that's what makes it a gamer game. You can play it as is, with the tic-tac-toe kind of thing, and it's good, but this takes it to another layer with tons of replayability and twists to each round. So talk a little bit about those special ability tiles.
So basically, in the base game, you have one special power, which is the assassin, which essentially allows you to cover your opponent's previously placed tile, thereby either setting yourself up for a win or maybe even getting the win at that point. This is going to go on Kickstarter on June 6th, and like every Kickstarter, it does have stretch goals.
Mm-hmm.
And we will add in additional tokens and additional special powers. We have 5 total special powers right now that do all sorts of different things. And really, you know, like I said, it's very easy to look at this and kind of roll your eyes and sigh and go, really? This is the game that you're publishing? But I'll tell you what, once you actually play this, I've had designers go, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't think of this.
Yeah, it's one of those so simple, like you're kicking yourself for not coming up with it, but good enough that like the layers are totally like, it's a fulfilling experience.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think you have anything to worry about as far as like, okay, so when you just say it's like tic-tac-toe with deduction, you're like, what? But as soon as you see this presentation,
exactly,
that is going to sell the game and connect the game.
It connects the story.
It looks good. And who's responsible for helping you make this game so pretty?
Fair enough. Well, actually, let me start with the designer.
We didn't even say that yet.
That's okay. The designer's a gentleman from across the state. His name is Brandon Barron. And this will be his first published design. And I'm proud of the game and everything about it, but there's an extra little point of pride when you are publishing someone's first game. That's just really cool. And that's, someone else can't ever publish someone's first game.
That's pretty cool.
So that's really awesome. And then, of course, I am extremely lucky to have the incredible talent of Josh Capel on both art and graphic design. And I swear, if you could, take a dart and throw it at the board game industry, you will almost inevitably hit a game that Josh has had a hand in. Whether it's the rule book or the art or the graphic design or consultation of some kind, that man is like an unsung hero.
He is.
If you understand a rule book, because it's really well put together, it's probably because he had a hand in it.
And it's not just that, he's been involved in everything. Personally for me, His style, like, is he's one of my favorites. Like,
yeah.
I can spot some of his games across the room, and I'm like, that's Josh's art.
I had that exact experience with Garden Dice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I played Garden Dice when I was at HoosierCon in Indiana, and looking at it, looking at the art, looking at the... I said, wait a second, hand that over. And, yeah, and I was like, yep, this is Josh Capel handing this.
And they're so distinct, and they look so good, and the colors are wonderful. So this game is really going to... Gonna be something that connects with people, I think. I hope. I hope you guys will all check it out.
I hope so, too. I'm really proud of it. Really just, it's amazing when you get the right designer and the right artist, graphic designer, how a product can come out. I'm still new to this whole thing. You're practically a veteran. You know, what, half a dozen games, eight games, something like that?
I think eight.
And this is number three, and only number two Kickstarter.
Yeah.
So it's still feeling things out.
Right. Well, it's a good one to move forward with, and it's easy to play, and there's going to be a ton of reviews popping up, so be sure to check out the videos to get a glimpse at what it looks like, and pledge your support when Mark launches his Kickstarter, because it's a good one.
Yep, so, June 6th through 26th. Keep an eye on Kickstarter for it.
And folks listening, Mark's one of the good guys. He's doing great things for the industry. He loves what he's doing, and he doesn't do anything that he doesn't think is worthwhile, so that's important. Cool. What else is happening here? I'm getting ready. I'll be exhibiting the Green Couch Games at Origins and at Gen Con. At Origins, I will be with Foam Brain again. I'll have a little kind of corner of their booth selling some. I'll have Rocky Road. I'll have Treehouse. I'll have Outlawed. Those are getting good reviews and hitting stores.
They deserve their good reviews.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited about where things are going with my company right now. I have two new games that are coming up soon-ish. I'm going to need some help play testing. So if you're interested in a print and play of a two-player space battle game, I have one by Daryl Andrews and Adrian Adamskew, the designers of Sagrada, are doing a game with me called Before the Earth Explodes.
And I have played this, and you should take Jason up on his offer. You want the print and play, trust me.
Yeah, we want to get people out there. It's an ugly print and play right now, but we want to get people playing it, giving us feedback, helping us kind of see what the experience is that they like. Davey Wagnerack is doing art for it, and it's coming together with this kind of cool retro 70s sci-fi.
It's beautiful.
Best Treehouse Ever, Forest of Fun, will be coming later in the fall. So I'm going to have these at conventions this summer to test out, to play with people. And this stuff's coming right out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, guys.
That's right.
Don't you want to be here? We apparently were Beer City USA. That's for right. A number of years.
We're
going to
be Tabletop City USA.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's get that vote going off Facebook.
I used to be jealous of like the Triangle area of Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, because that's where there's so much hotness.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they've got some competition now.
Absolutely. So Grand Rapids, Columbus, and Indianapolis. That's our triangle.
Right? There we go. Yeah, we're basically the same as Indiana and Ohio and Michigan. That's fantastic. All right, folks. Thank you so much for listening. Mark, where can people find you if they want to interact with you or find out more about what you're doing?
All right. So
lay out the laundry list.
The list. So if you want to find us on Facebook, you can just hunt for Grand Gamers Guild. If you want to find us on Twitter, we're at Grand Gamers Guild. Drop all the vowels. At Grand Gamers Guild, no vowels. You can go to grandgamersguild.com. There's a contact form there. Send me an email. Reviewers can submit to review games. Designers can submit to submit games. Be a little redundant. You'll see us at Origins and at Gen Con and at Unpub Midwest.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. Hey, you guys out there, thanks for listening. And until next time, well, wait, hold on. Not until next time yet. You can talk to me at Jason Gutarski on Twitter or at Green Couch Games. You can follow our Facebook group, the 20 Minutes of Filler group, which is a fun place where we give away games and talk about great little games all day long. So get involved in the discussion there. And until next time, get out there and play some great little games.